Akashic Channel 1. And so here we are working on the next section of Chapter 3. I thought we could just continue on with the reading since there are examples here. We'll practice next week. Following are a few examples showing the verb conjugation and pronouns in use. See the next section for examples of negatives. I will drink tea. Thunghua, to drink. Naga cha thungguyin. Thung plus guyin. I, tea, drank well. He sat here. Dewa, to sit. Kong de depare. De plus pare. He here sit did. We will meet at the monastery. Tukpa. Nagatso gompa la tukguyin. Tuk plus guyin. We monastery at meet will. She's buying a house. Nyowa. Kong kangba nyogidu. Nyo plus gidu. She house buying is. You will talk to him. Kecha shewa. Kerong kong la kecha shegere. Kecha she plus gere. You, him, to speak will. I'm going to go to the market. Drowa. Naga trom la droguyin. Dro plus guyin. I market to go will. He ate yak meat. Sawa. Kong yaksha separe. Se plus pare. He yak meat eat did. The instrumental ge is used in the sense above because the verb is active. The pronouns of past tense active verb forms are followed by ge. If the pronoun were naga, it would become nage. Kong becomes konge, and so on. Also notice that the verb eat, sa, changed to se when made into past tense. Had the sentence been in the present or future tense, the verb would have remained sa plus the appropriate ending. Other verbs that are irregular in the past tense include to go changes from dro to chin, I am going. Naga drogu, I go am. To I went, naga chin payin, I went. To come changes from yong to lep. This letter is coming to the office. Yurge de lekong la yongere. Letter this office to coming. The letter arrived at came to the office. Yurge lekong la lepsong. Letter office had arrived. No other verbs change in the past tense. They do so less drastically. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simchenongo.